哈利路亚，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all.
这一节我们继续讲，把如火眺望起来。
For this session, we will continue the topic fan into flame.
当我们的信仰已经失去该有的温度的时候
，So when our faith has become cold,
就是要检讨，要悔改。
That is time when we need to reflect on ourselves and to examine.
不要满足于现在的不冷不热的状态。
And we must not be satisfied with our lukewarm faith.
以为自己可以低空飞过，最后还得救。
And we think that being lukewarm is fine and that we can be saved.
不冷不热的结果，到最后是被主弃绝。
But the ending of being lukewarm is that God will abandon us.
因为我们会在不冷不热当中，慢慢的变成冷漠、冷淡、冷冰。
Because the longer we stay in this lukewarm faith, our faith will become cold.
所以在没有变成绝对零度之前，要赶紧如火眺望起来。
So before our faith becomes ice cold, we must remember to bring it back to warmth.
为什么？因为我们的神是一位充满温度的神。
And why is that? It's because God is a God of warmth and passion.
他是位火热的神。
He is a God of passion.
我们看撒迦利亚书第一章十四节。
Let us turn to the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 14.
撒迦利亚一章十四节。
Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 14.
一起大声读。
Let's read together.
一二三。我为耶路撒冷，为锡安，心里极其火热。这是先知撒迦利亚两千多年前的话。
So this is the words of Prophet Zechariah 2,000 years ago.
这是神的话。
And this is the word of God.
神说：“我为耶路撒冷，为锡安，心里极其的火热。”
And God said, "I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal."
当时的耶路撒冷就是属肉的以色列百姓。
And the Jerusalem at that time was a physical is Israelites.
他们圣殿已经重建了。
At the time, the temple has been rebuilt.
但是呢，信仰还是很软弱。
But their faith was still very weak.
停工了，盖到一半停工了。
And their wall was only built halfway.
停了十几年了。
And they stopped building it for many years.
他们心中已经没有什么感觉。
In their heart, they had no feelings.
那停就停嘛，管他的嘛。
They've already stopped building. Why not just end here?
反正我家里的房屋有一个顶就好了。
As long as we have a roof at my own house, it's fine.
啊，圣殿没有顶，没有盖完，荒废的，没关系。总之有人会盖，以后会盖。
If the temple is in ruins now, it's fine. People will build it later.
啊，神的旨意，神的时间还没到。
And God's timing and will is not here yet.
心中已经冷淡。
And their faith and their heart has become cold. 啊，
神在天上看，我的百姓竟然这样子对我。
And when God saw them and see how his people is treating him,
这样对我的圣殿，
how they have treated my temple.
这里说神的心呢，极其火热。
But here it says the Lord of hosts, his heart is zealous.
极其火热这个字，火热这个也可以翻成极度。
And the zealous could be translated into the word jealous.
意思是说，你看到你最爱的人去爱别人，你极不极度？
So jealousy is when you see someone you love most love someone else.
你看到你最爱的人对你很冷淡。
When you see the person you love most being cold to you,
结果呢？你看到他对别人抛眉弄眼。
And you see them show so much passion and love for someone else.
跟你讲话呢，哇，半死不活的。
But when they talk to you, they seem like they don't want to talk to you.
你的心里就会火大，就会火热，也可以说火大，也可以说生气，也可以说嫉妒。
And your heart will be all warm, meaning you can be angry or jealous.
这种是出于爱的嫉妒。
And this is jealousy out of love.
也是一种失望的。感觉
and this is a feeling of of disappointment.
神在天上看我们，就是心中火热，也可以说火大，也可以说失望。
So when God sees us from heaven, he can, his heart is full of this passion. He could be jealous and zealous.
因为我们常常都是对他不冷不热。
Because oftentimes we are lukewarm towards God.
下一页 ，next slide. 所以我们已经陷入了不冷不热的状态了吗
？So have we become this lukewarm faith?
那怎么办呢
？And what do we do?
当然要把它重新眺望起来啊。
So we must rekindle this fire.
这种状态不要把它变成常态。
And do not make this state of lukewarm become a norm.
因为你变成常态就会麻木，就觉得说我本来就是这样啊，你讲那么多干嘛？
Because when we become comfortable in our lukewarm faith, we won't be sensitive.
你要求那么多干嘛？
And we will ask, why do you ask for so much?
你讲那么严干嘛？
And why are you so serious?
我们都是这样子很多年的呢。
And we are like this for many years.
你这种状态变成常态。
And this state, if it becomes a norm,
到最后就会越来越冷漠。
Then we will become more cold.
啊，那跟主的心就越来越远了。
Then our heart will become further and further from God.
所以我们要省察自己的。 对主的爱，对主的温度。
So we must constantly examine our faith and the warmth of our faith.
要把信仰的火重新眺望起来，就一定要把对主的爱眺望起来。
And we must rekindle our faith towards God and rekindle our love for God.
要怎么样把对主的爱重新眺望起来呢？
So how do we rekindle this faith towards God?
Next line, 就是我们不要忘记我们的初心呢。
We must not forget the initial heart.
初心就是起初的心，起初为什么你爱主，你跟随主。
So the initial heart is how we first loved our God.
我们一个人呢，一开始的时候做某件事，很多时候都是充满热情。
So oftentimes, as men, when we do something for the first time, we have a lot of passion.
但是时间过久了，这种一开始你为什么做这件事的原因，你忘记了。
But after a long time, we forget how much passion we had in the beginning.
你对一个人也是一样。
And same thing when we treat people.
你爱一个人，你当初为什么爱他，一定有你的原因。
When you love someone, you love them for a reason.
你一定是被他的爱感动了。
You must have been touched by their love.
所以你也答应说，我也爱你。
Therefore, you also want to show love to them.
但是时间一久了，
But as time goes by,
这种起初的心就没有了。
That initial heart is gone.
在约翰福音二十一章里面记载了一个很心酸的故事。
In John chapter 21, it records a sad story.
就是门徒包括西门彼得，他们忘记了对主的初心。
And it records a story where Simon Peter, the disciples, have forgot their initial heart for Christ.
我们看约翰福音第二十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
21章
John chapter 21.
第三节
Verse 3.
约翰福音21章第三节
John chapter 21 verse 3.
我们一起读
Let's read together.
继续翻圣经21章第三节
21 verse 3.
三西门彼得对他们说我打鱼去他们说我们也跟你同去他们就出去了上了船那一夜并没有打着什么我们不要轻看这我打鱼去这几个字
So don't look lightly upon the words I am going fishing
他说他打鱼去了
So he said that he is going to fish
不要忘记他在一开始跟随主的时候是自己心甘情愿把渔网跟渔船放下的
And don't forget that in the beginning Simon Peter he was willing toPut down his work, his fishing net to go follow Jesus.
他听到主耶稣讲的天国的福音，太感动了。
Because when he heard the gospel of heaven, he was so touched.
主耶稣借他的渔船来这布道。
And the Lord Jesus borrowed his boat to preach.
他一听就知道这个是从神来的。
And when he heard his words, he knew that this was from God.
这个老师跟别人不一样。
This teacher is different from everyone else.
讲完之后，主耶稣跟他讲：“你跟从我，我要从此以后让你得人如得鱼一样。”
And at the end, the Lord Jesus said, "I want you to become fishers of men."
哇，他很感动。
And he was extremely touched.
马上放下船，马上放下网，跟他太太说：“我要离开好一阵子。”
And he immediately put down his ship and his net, and he told his wife that he will leave and follow Jesus.
这个代表离开家庭啊。
And this means that he left his family.
看不到孩子啊。
He no longer could see his children.
可能一去就半年、一年了。
And when he leaves for a year.
失去所有的收入。
He loses all of his income.
为什么他愿意这样做？
And why was he willing to do this?
他被神的爱感动。
Because he was touched and compelled by the love of God.
崇高的神圣的使命跟呼召。
And this is a very sacred calling.
我是谁？我这个罪人啊，神还要拣选我。
Who am I? I am a sinner, and God still wants to call me.
那几百一百多条大鱼，那不要，我要跟随主。
And these hundreds of fishes, I do not want anymore, but I want to follow Jesus.
才几年前的事而已啊。
And that is only a few years ago.
才三年前而已。
Only 3 years ago.
现在呢？
And what happened now?
把福音丢下了。
He cast away the gospel.
把神的羊丢下了。
He put away God's sheep.
把其他的门徒都丢下了。
And he put behind all the other disciples.
我打鱼去。
And he said, "I am going fishing."
这个是不是我们今天信徒的写照呢
？So is this the state of our members today?
三年前或者 N 年前，我们曾经很热心。
So 3 years ago or other years ago, we were so passionate for Christ.
刚得圣灵的时候。
And when we first received the Holy Spirit.
刚信主的时候。
When we first believed in Jesus.
刚开始做圣工的时候。
When we first started our holy work.
你答应主，我为你而活。
You promised Jesus, "I will live for you."
你安排我什么，就算没钱，没有什么，我都为你做。我要发报答你的恩典。
And no matter what you have for me to do, I will do, and I'm willing.
你给我圣灵，我要常常祷告。
If you give me the Holy Spirit, I will pray often.
你让我生活稳定，我每次聚会我都要出席，我要提早到。
And you, I will always come to church early and worship you.
你祝福我，你给我孩子，我要好好把他带在神的面前。
And you bless me with children, I will bring them before you.
我们跟神答应很多事情。
We promise God many, many things.
因为我们被主的爱感动。
Because we have been compelled by the love of God.
我们答应神了，我可以把这些放下，我来跟随你。
And we promise Jesus that we will put away all of our things and follow him.
但是现实是残酷的。
But reality is cruel.
试探是具体的。
And temptations are real.
人肉体是软弱的。
And the flesh of men is weak.
彼得这几年也经历了很多。
And over these years, Peter has experienced a lot.
跟着主耶稣到处跑也不容易。
And following Jesus everywhere was not easy.
离开家里三年了，没有什么收入也不容易。
He left home for 3 years and had barely any income. That was very hard.
现在看到耶稣被钉十字架。
And now he has seen Jesus Christ being crucified.
他一切的希望，我最爱的主，他已经不在身边了。
And his hope and the Savior that he loved is gone.
我依靠谁呢？
Who am I going to rely on?
我的前途在哪里？
Where is my future?
人在看前途、看物玩环境的时候、看别人的时候，心就会软弱。
And when men see other people's future, they often become weak.
我们就会重新捡起曾经丢下来的。
And you'll pick up what you have left behind before.
有没有试过？我们有时候丢到垃圾桶了，本来拿去回收了，结果又明天就说，哎，还没收垃圾，还把它捡回来。
Have you tried it before when you threw something away on garbage day, and later on you're like, you say, oh, is it still there? And you go back and pick it up.
不舍得啊。
Because you don't want to leave it behind.
这就叫信仰上，我们在走回头路。
And this is called turning back in our faith.
我们不要笑彼得，我们也常常回去打鱼。
And let us not laugh at Simon, Peter, because we also go fishing.
不是说我们不可以回去工作。
And it's not that we cannot go back to go fish.
我们本来把主耶稣接到心里最重要的、最中心的那个位置。
Well, we must put the Lord Jesus in the most center of our heart.
但是呢，经过某一些时间呢，我们就冷淡了。
But after a long time, our heart has become cold.
好，所以我们要重新思考。
So we must examine ourselves.
当初的火热为什么会不见了？
So how come the initial passion and zeal in our faith has become cold?
Next line. 因为我们的集中的目标聚焦已经不在主耶稣身上。
And that is because our goal, our ultimate goal, is no longer focused on Jesus.
彼得看到的就是那些渔船、渔网。
And for Peter, he only saw the fish and the net.
把那个破旧的渔网拿出来，都已经破了，那个船也已经很三年没开了。
So the boat he hasn't used it in 3 years, and the nets have broken.
但是他觉得这个还比跟耶稣好。
But he thought that this was still better than following Jesus.
你看主耶稣的心是不是很难过？
So Jesus's heart isn't he sad?
我爱了你三年，我为你钉了十字架，你给我什么？
I love you for 3 years, and I died on the cross for you. What have you done for me?
今天主耶稣也是问我们这个问题。
So Jesus also asks us the same question today.
好了，我们讲了，换我们，如果是我们是主耶稣。
So let's ask ourselves now if we were Jesus.
对于那么软弱的人。
If we face someone who's so weak.
你怎么对付他？你怎么样改变他
？How do you deal with him? How do you change him?
Next line. 我们肯定会骂他一顿。
We will probably blame him.
你还有你们啊，这些没有用的门徒啊。
You might rebuke him, saying you are no good.
没良心啊。
And you don't have a good heart.
我为你死啊，你竟然跑回去。
I died.
抛下福音。
I died for you, yet you have abandoned this gospel.
你还不认我三次。
And you denied me 3 times.
我都原谅你了。
I have forgiven you.
你现在给我回去打鱼。
And now you want to go back to fish.
我们一定会这样讲。
So we will probably say this.
但是主耶稣知道这个没有用。
But the Lord Jesus knew that this was of no use.
我们看主耶稣怎么做。
Let's see how the Lord Jesus.
看回来，约翰福音第二十一章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 21.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音二十一章第四节。
John chapter 21, verse 4.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”你看主耶稣站在岸边的时候，已经给他们爱了。
So we see that when the Lord Jesus was standing by the shore, he was already showing them love.
主耶稣怎么样把他们爱主的火眺望起来？
So how did the Lord Jesus rekindle their faith?
只有爱可以把爱眺望起来。
So Only love can rekindle this love.
责备也没有办法把爱眺望起来了。
And rebuking will not help you have love again.
没有错，他们有一百个理由应该被骂。
And of course, these disciples have 100 reasons to be rebuked.
你骂他有用吗？
And even if you do rebuke him,
你骂他，他可能就更自责，或者是更羞耻，他就更要走了。
The more you blame him, the more they will feel embarrassed, and they might leave.
对，我是没用，对我是个烂货，我是个废物。
And they might think, yes, I am useless, I am nothing.
我是无耻，我是没良心。
And I don't have a good heart, and I am nothing.
那就不要用我，那我就走了，让我走了。
They might as well not use me. I shall just leave.
所以责备还有憎恨，永远没有办法挑起爱。
So hatred and rebuking will never be able to rekindle this love.
主耶稣怎么对门徒？
So how did the Lord Jesus treat his disciples?
主耶稣就给他们预备了一顿早餐呢。
He prepared breakfast for them. 哇，
炭火烤的鱼，炭火好烤的饼。
And he prepared this bread and fish with charcoal.
炭烤的东西啊，今天你去餐厅，如果是炭烤的，那个卖比较贵了。
So today, when you go to the restaurant, if you order something that's charcoal,
哇，那个炭的味道，手工烤的。
Something that's cooked on charcoal, isn't it more expensive?
特别好吃的。
And it tastes extra good.
刚烤好拿到你面前，那个饼松松软软脆脆的。
When they finish cooking and bring it to you, it's so delicious.
那个鱼，那个皮有点焦的，里面很多汁的。不好意思啊，大进食啊，要讲这个。
The fish and the bread taste so delicious. And sorry, we are fasting right now.
彼得他们时候整个晚上都禁食了，不是因为爱主禁食，因为没得吃。
So the disciples they have been fasting for a night, not because they love Jesus, but because they had nothing to eat.
整个晚上都在劳动，但是肚子咕噜咕噜。
And the whole night they were working, but they were hungry.
主耶稣就来来来吃早餐。
So the Lord Jesus said, "Come and eat breakfast."
主耶稣都不用那153条大鱼，不用其中哪一条来了，已经弄好了，你就来就吃了。
Now Jesus didn't even ask for any fish from them, but he already prepared it.
主耶稣知道啊，肚子吃饱了，比较好讲话。
Now Jesus knew that once you're full, it is easier for you to talk.
主耶稣知道他们现在最需要的不是勉励，不是责备，最重要是肚子饿要先解决。
So Jesus knew that this moment they don't need any encouragement, they just need a food.
你没吃饱，你讲什么道理都没用。
So if you're hungry, no matter how much you speak and preach, it will be of no use.
这是一种爱啊。
And this is love.
主耶稣用这个先吃，给他们吃来感动他们。
So God fed them first to move them.
让他们感觉到，主耶稣真的很关心我。
To move them and let them feel Jesus' care.
所以今天我们对弟兄姐妹互相关心也是一样。
So today, in the same way, when we care for our brothers and sisters,
不要一开始就说，哎呀，为什么你那么久没有来聚会？
And we don't start with why haven't you come to church in so long?
你看到一个很久没有来聚会的人，绝对不能问他你为什么那么久没有来聚会。
If you see someone come back to church from in a long time, you cannot ask them why haven't you come in so long?
为什么你忘记做圣工？
Why have you forgotten to do holy work?
为什么你那么不负责任？
And why are you not responsible?
你讲这些没有用。
When you say these things, they are of no use.
他可能遇到什么事情？
And they probably face something.
你要先关心他。
You must care for them first.
你最近好吗？
How are you doing?
工作怎么样？
How is your work?
身体怎么样？
How is your health?
是不是家里出了问题？
Is your family okay?
主耶稣就是这样问，给他们先吃饱。
So Jesus spoke to them like this. He fed them.
肚子吃饱了，主耶稣就直接要进到灵魂的深处了。
After they were filled, the Lord Jesus went into their hearts.
Next line, 主耶稣就直接问一个问题了。
So the Lord Jesus asked a question.
我们看第十五节。
Let's turn to verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”二十一章的十五节，主耶稣在问一个问题。
The Lord Jesus asked Peter.
吃完了，主耶稣问问题了。
So after they have eaten breakfast, Lord Jesus asked.
主耶稣说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
主耶稣不是问彼得啊，你爱不爱我
？So the Lord Jesus didn't just ask, "Do you love me?"
你爱不爱我？你爱我比这些更深一点吗
？But he asked, "Do you love me more than these?"
主耶稣这边用这个字啊，爱。还有深度啊，值得我们去思考。
So the love, this word that Jesus used, we can look into it.
这个爱这个字啊，在原文是 agape。
So this love in the original text is agape.
主耶稣在问三次你爱我吗？头两次就是用 agape 这个字。
And the Lord Jesus, the first two times he asked,
next,
the love is agape.
代表这个字 next line 代表说，你能用神圣的爱、无条件的爱、完全奉献的爱去爱我吗？
So Jesus is asking, are you able to love me with this divine and unconditional and sacrificial love?
这个字不是随便用的, 是用在神对人的爱上面。
So agape is not a regular word to use, but it's a God's love.
因为人的爱都是有条件的, 都是交换条件的比较多。
Because man's love is often conditional.
你可爱, 我就爱你。
And if you, I can love you, I will.
你长得帅, 长得漂亮, 哎, 我爱你。
If you are beautiful, then I'll love you.
哦, 你家庭背景好, 你有钱, 哇, 我爱你, 我嫁给你。
If your family background is good and you are wealthy, then I will love you.
哇, 你是, 你工作那么好, 你是 tech company, 你是医生律师, 哇, 那, 我跟你结婚, 我有前途。
And you have your, if you have a great job, you are a doctor, lawyer, I will love you.
人的爱都是有条件的。
And a man's love often is conditional.
但是神的爱是无条件的。
But God's love is unconditional.
所以主耶稣就问他了, 你能够这样爱我吗?
So Lord Jesus asked him, can you love me like this?
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
哦, 这些是什么?
So what are these things?
这些就是那些鱼啊。
So these things refer to the fish.
那个时候还有153条大鱼在那边。
At the time, there were still 153 fishes there.
渔船也在那边。
And the boat was still there.
可能早餐的鱼还没有吃完, 还在面前。
And probably their breakfast is still there.
这些就是代表一种生活的方式。
So these things refer to the way of our way of living.
这种生活方式没有错啊, 不是犯罪啊。
So these ways of living, it's not wrong, it's not sin.
当渔夫不是犯罪啊。
As a fisherman, that is not sinning.
生活过得舒舒服服也没有对不起神啊。
And when you live a comfortable life, that is not wrong.
但是主耶稣问他一个问题。
But Jesus asked him a question.
你 爱我会比这些更深一点吗?
Do you love me more than these things?
Next slide. 告诉我们, 其实这个是关于你的次序, 什么东西最重要, 什么东西次要的问题。
So this actually is talking about our priorities. What do we love more?
如果不需要选择, 我们当然两样都爱啊。
Of course, if we don't have to compare, we will love both.
我爱神啊。
I love God.
那神那么祝福我。
And God has blessed me.
要给我渔船, 要渔网, 要生意, 要, 要家庭, 我当然也爱这个啊。
And God has given me this boat, these fishes, and my family. Of course, I will love Him.
我们甚至会因为这些东西来感谢神啊。
And we often would use these things to thank God.
但是问题来了。
But the problem is,
时间久了, 得到这些祝福久了,
after a long time receiving these blessings,
如果神问你, 你两个要选一个, 比较重要, 你会选哪一个?
If God asks you, you are only able, you can only choose one, what will you love more?
你会先把哪一个先放第一位?
What will you put first?
这个是一个挑战哦, 平常我们很想去想, 我们想两个都有,
不冲突。 This is a challenge because oftentimes we think we will have both.
但是有些时候, 主耶稣就会问你, 当冲突来的时候, 你要怎么选呢?
But sometimes God will ask us, if there is conflict, which one will you choose?
啊, 那主, 彼得就不敢回答了。
So Peter, he didn't dare answer.
啊, 你说有回答,
and you might say, yeah, he did.
我们看15节,
let's look at verse 15.
彼得说, 主啊, 你知道我爱你的。
And Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you.
彼得说, 我爱你, 这个爱不是 agape。
And this love that Peter used is not agape.
是 filial, 这是朋友的爱。
It is filial, it is the love between friends.
我们知道啊, 你们外面很多朋友啊, 朋友圈啊, 手机的朋友啊, Facebook的朋友啊, 或者是偶尔一年见一两次喝茶的朋友啊。
And of course, we all have friends that we meet once or twice a year and online.
在学校, 在公司里面都会, how are you? 你好吗? 每天都打招呼的朋友啊。
And you also have acquaintances and friends that you greet every day.
或者是老了, 退休了, 一堆人在那边喝咖啡, 在麦当劳很多。
Or you might see a lot of elderly people who drink coffee at McDonald's.
啊, 女人都去 shopping.
Or the ladies, they would go shopping.
那就是朋友啊。
And these friends.
那朋友的爱有多深?
How deep are the friends?
就是可以见面, 可以不见面, 也可以完全不联络。
You can meet up with them or you don't have to.
有需要你可以稍微帮一下。
And if they need help, you can help.
但是你是绝对不会为他牺牲生命的。
But you will never sacrifice your love for them or your life for them.
朋友怎么可能为你死啊?
How will a friend die for you?
我怎么可能把朋友当成是我生命当中最重要的人?
How will I treat my friend as the most important in my life?
我还有家人呢。
I still have my own family.
我还有儿女。
And I have my children.
啊, 那些人你最爱的, 可能你可以为他们牺牲。
So these people, you love them, maybe you can sacrifice your life.
但是彼得回答的就是, 主啊, 你是我最好的朋友, 朋友的爱呢, 爱你。
But Peter, he used filial because he treated Jesus as his friend.
很明显就是心虚了。
So this clearly shows that he was feeling guilty.
我是爱你的, 但是呢, 我把你当朋友。
I love you, but I love you as a friend.
今天我们也常常把主耶稣 只当朋友。
So oftentimes today, do we only treat Jesus as a friend?
我们最喜欢唱263首耶稣恩友。
And we,
我也很喜欢。
We often like to sing the hymn 263, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
就是把他当朋友了，需要的时候 call 他来帮你。
And we treat God as a friend. We only call him when we need him.
但是主耶稣需要你的时候，你愿意牺牲吗？
But when the Lord Jesus needs you, are you able to sacrifice your time?
主耶稣就问他了，你跟从我，我当作选召你，就是要你跟从我。
And Lord Jesus said, I have chosen you to use you.
现在我祝福你。
And now I bless you.
你要选择我的祝福，还是选择我本身？
Do you want to choose my blessings or do you want to choose me?
你的渔船是什么？
What is your boat?
你的这些东西是什么？
And what are these things?
我们每个人都不一样。
So everyone is different.
我们要想想。
We must think about it.
主耶稣给我们那么多的。
God has given us so much.
是不是我们爱那些东西超过爱主？
Do we love his blessings more than him?
Next line. 所以我们重新要被主的爱激励。
So we must be compelled by the love of Christ.
不是被主的祝福激励。
And not to be compelled by his blessings.
是被主的爱重新激励起来。
But to be compelled by the love of Jesus.
我们看哥林多后书五章十四节。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。原来基督的爱激励了我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。十五节，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。这句我们常常都会读到，甚至为圣餐礼的时候都会读。
And during Holy Communion, we would often read.
啊，那我们在思考这句话的意思。
And when we think about these words, 啊，
中文就把它翻成激励，就好像鼓励你了，再多一点了，再激动你了，鼓励的激励。
So in Chinese, the translation is almost translated as motivation.
或是 encourage 这样。
Or encouragement.
但是原文这个字的意思呢，它的动态啊，它的深度啊，更高啊。
But in the original text, it is more deep.
啊 ，next line.这个字的原意呢，激励这个字的有捆绑的意思。
So the word compel also means to be bounded.
有包住的意思。
And you bound something.
也有催逼你的意思。
And you urge something to happen.
所以英文把它翻成 compel， 就是催逼的，就好像哦，一直推你在往前面，有个动力这样。
So that's why in English it's translated as compel because you are pushed towards something.
这样翻也可以。因为神的爱在感动你，好像催逼你做某一件事情，你停不下来。
So compel also works because the Lord is pushing you towards something.
不是说你自己选择要去的，而是哇，这种爱太大了，被逼着你往前走。
And it's not because you want to do it, but because God has moved you to do so.
那如果也把它翻成捆绑呢？
But if you translate it as being bounded.
哎呀，捆绑本来是不好的。
So bounded might have a negative connotation.
因为你好像没有自由了。
Because you seem like you don't have freedom.
但是爱里面也是一种捆绑。
But love also can be explained as being bounded.
你心甘情愿被捆绑。
Because you're willingly being bounded.
比如说你去结婚就是被捆绑。
And for example, when you get married, you are bounded.
啊，你心甘情愿被捆绑，被一个人捆绑一辈子。
And you are willing to be bounded by this one person for the rest of your life.
因为你结婚就代表说你不能跟别人交往了。
Because when you are married, you cannot find someone else.
你不能跟别的异性在抛眉弄眼啊，跟那边暧昧了。
And you cannot hang out or flirt with other people.
因为你就选择这个是你的罪。
Because you have chosen this responsibility.
好，我心甘情愿放弃其他的，我就被你捆绑，因为我爱你。
You have a willing heart to sacrifice everything else and to be bounded by this one person.
是我心甘愿意被绑的，我愿意为这个家庭被绑住。
And you are willing to be bounded by your family and this love.
这是一种爱啊，是保罗本来是自由的，但是他愿意放弃自由。
So Paul originally he was free, but now he was willing to be bounded by Jesus' love.
为了要得到真自由。
Because he wanted true freedom.
这个听起来好像很矛盾哦。
And this might sound ironic.
本来是自由的，这没有信主之前。
So before he believed in Jesus, he was so-called free.
他想要做什么做什么，去哪里去哪里。
He could do whatever he wanted.
这个好像很自由。
And this might seem free.
但是是最终的自由。
But this is freedom within sin.
现在为了主放弃自由，成为主的奴仆。
But now, for Jesus Christ, he was willing to become a slave.
被道理绑住。
To be bounded by the gospel.
不会去犯罪。
That he will not sin.
这是因为主耶稣爱他，他心甘情愿这样做。
But because the Lord Jesus loved him, he was willing to do so.
好，结果因为他放弃自由，他得到真自由。
And because he was willing to put away this freedom of life, he received true freedom.
因为基督爱我，我愿意跟随他。
And because the Lord Jesus loved me, I'm willing to follow him.
这种爱就是让一个人心中重新得到激励。
So this type of love compels us.
有时候这种爱啊，也真的好像把你抱住这样。
So oftentimes this love, it seems like it is hugging us.
这几天听到一个见证。
And recently I heard a testimony.
在日本大山教会刚成立祈祷所。
In Japan, in 大山 Church.
有两个姐妹在聚会的时候被圣灵感动，好像被神的爱紧紧抱住。
And there were two sisters who were praying, and they were extremely moved by Jesus' love as if they were embraced.
他们见证这种感动，这种主耶稣的爱抱住啊，非常的甜美，非常的亲密。
And they shared that this experience of being embraced by God's love is so sweet.
如果不是祷告完打钟了，他们真的不想停下来。
And if it wasn't for the bell that they had to ring to end, they didn't want to end.
因为他们爱主，主耶稣要给他们感动到。体验到神的爱。
Because they love the Lord so much and they experience His love.
说实在，现在生活当中谁不忙，谁没有工作。
And today, who is not busy?
谁没有家庭。
And who doesn't have a family?
我们都很忙啊。
We are all very busy.
他说，如果你被主的爱包住了，绑住了，抱住了。
But if you are bounded or embraced by God's love,
你会很感动，你会觉得说神的爱太奇妙。
You'll be moved and you'll see how marvelous God's love is.
你不会觉得哇，我为主所做的有什么辛苦。
And you won't feel that working for God is hard.
不会觉得哇，我聚会哇好累哦，哇做圣工很累啊。
And you will never think that it is tiring to worship Him or to work for Him.
不会的。
You won't.
因为主的爱重新激励了你。
Because God's love has compelled you.
好，我们来讲一个例子，生活的应用 slide 21。
Let's talk about life application.
啊，那我们下一个 slide 啊，有一位小姐妹。
So there was a little sister.
她呢，主耶稣真的是给她很大的恩赐。
The sister, God has given her a very great gift.
她从小就学小提琴。
She learned the violin since young.
拉得非常好。
And she was very, she did it very well.
不是一般的好，是有天分的。天才型的，神童型的那种好。
And it wasn't, she didn't play just regularly well, but she had this great talent.
学几年就已经会拉，不是一般的曲子啊，是可以跟乐团呢、啊、合奏的协奏曲。
And only after a few years of learning, she not only played advanced songs, she also played with orchestras.
那个老师很看得起她。
And her teacher looked highly upon her.
老师跟她讲。
So the teacher said.
也跟她父母讲。
And told her parents.
好好的培养，以后很有希望。
And if you continue to practice, you'll have a great future.
但是要培养，要比赛。
But you, the more if you want to practice, you have to attend these competitions.
还有要参加乐团。
And you must join these orchestras.
一般的乐团，礼拜六晚上要演出，礼拜五都要排练，礼拜五晚上都要排练。
And oftentimes for these orchestras, you rehearse on Friday nights and you perform on Saturdays.
还有呢，参加这比赛的大部分的比赛都是礼拜六。
And most of these competitions happen on Sabbath.
他们参加过几次。
So they attended a few times.
啊，成绩都拿得很好。
And she had great results.
当然父母也要陪她。
And her parents had to accompany her.
但是后来父母就跟她讲。
But later on, her parents said,
小提琴的女儿啊，我们不能再这样子带你去参加这种比赛。
So her mother told her that we cannot bring you to these violin competitions anymore.
因为如果礼拜五要排练，礼拜五就不能去守安息。
Because if you have to rehearse on Friday nights, then we cannot go to church.
因为礼拜五晚上已经进入安息日，我们应该要去的。
And Friday nights is Sabbath already. We must go to church.
还有礼拜六你要比赛了，我们也会错过安息。
And if you have a competition on Saturday, then we will also miss church.
啊，所以呢，我们打算这次最后一次了，之后就不参加任何比赛。
So we have decided that this will be your last competition, and later in the future we will not bring you there.
哦，一开始小女孩听到有点失望。
So in the beginning, this little sister was a little bit disappointed.
这样的不能比赛了以后。
And she thought to herself, "Oh, in the future, I won't be able to compete."
啊，但是妈妈提醒她。
But her mother reminded her.
女儿，记不记得？
Now, my daughter, do you remember?
几年前我们一家去滑雪的时候发生了事情啊。
Now, do you remember what happened a few years ago when our family went skiing?
小女孩说我记得。
And the daughter said, yes, I remember.
那天他们去滑雪。
So that day when they went skiing.
小女孩还有另外两个小朋友一直坐在那个吊车上面。
this sister with two other little kids. They were sitting on the ski lift.
都很安全，一般来说都很安全。
And usually it's very safe.
那他们就也去过很多次。
And they went many, many times.
这个道教一直是往山上爬的时候。
So the ski lift went up.
到了半路。
And halfway up.
不晓得什么原因的，这个安全带没绑好呢，还是一个有一点故障呢，反正这个就越来越松，越来越松。
And we don't know what happened, but somehow the seatbelt of the ski lift became looser and looser.
哇，那小女孩就又开始滑了。
So this little sister started to slip.
滑的时候，哎，就从吊车就掉下来了。And
the more she slipped, she eventually fell down the ski lift.
那高度是很高的。And
the ski lift was very high up.
虽然下面是有雪，但是你直接掉下来肯定会受伤。Even
though there was snow on the ground, if you still fell, it will hurt a lot.
但是很奇妙。But
it was miraculous.
在掉下来的时候,
when she fell down,
小女孩感觉好像有一双手要接着她。
This little sister felt that there was a hand carrying her.
让她慢慢到最后慢慢降落在雪上面。
And this hand slowly carried her down onto the snow.
完全没有受伤。
And she didn't hurt one bit.
虽然要吓到一点。
So she was a little bit scared.
但是完全没事。
But nothing happened.
妈妈问她，你记不记得几年前这件事情？
And her mother asked her, do you remember this?
她说我记得。
And she said, yes, I remember.
妈妈就跟她说,
and the mother told her,
小提琴不是你的主人,
the violin is not your Lord.
主耶稣才是你的主,
Jesus is your Lord.
如果不是主耶稣保你的命, 你可能几年前就受伤, 甚至死掉了。
If it wasn't for the Lord Jesus protecting you, you probably would have died.
也许你那时候断了手了, 根本也不用拉小提琴。
And if you broke your arms at the time, you wouldn't be able to play the violin.
主耶稣救了你的命。
The Lord Jesus saved your life.
主耶稣才是你生命的主哦。
So Jesus is the Lord of your life.
小提琴不是你的主。
The violin is not your Lord.
有一天你没有办法拉小提琴了。
So one day, you won't be able to play the violin.
但是主耶稣还是你的主。
Even if you can't play it, the Lord Jesus will still be your Lord.
人生可以没有小提琴。
So in life, you can, you don't need the violin.
但是没有，不可以没有主耶稣。
But you cannot live without Jesus.
小女儿听懂。
And the little girl, she understood.
点点头,
and she nodded.
我知道主耶稣才是我的主。
And she understood that the Lord Jesus is her Lord.
小提琴不是我的主。
And the violin is not my Lord.
哇, 这个妈妈激动了, 用神的爱, 激动了小女儿爱主的心。
So this mother used the love of God to compel her.
哇, 那过了一个月。
So after a month.
哇, 这个老师又说了, 诶, 有一个全国加拿大的比赛, 你要不要去?
And the little girl's teacher said, oh, there is a new national competition coming up.
你可以代表我们城市, 我们有3个名额, 送你去全国比赛。
And you can represent us and to go to this national competition.
啊, 那父母就说了, 跟老师说了,
so the parents said to the teacher,
不去,
we won't go.
因为礼拜六, 我们不会去比赛。
Because it's on Saturday, we will not go.
小女孩, 你说, 对, 我们不去。
And the little girl also said, no, we will not go.
妈妈还偷偷问女儿,会不会觉得不舍得?
And the mom asked the sister, saying, are you disappointed?
我说不会啊, 小提琴不是我的主。
And she said, no, because the violin is not my Lord.
耶稣才是我的主。
But Jesus is my Lord.
感谢主。
So thank God.
但是有时候试探还是会来。
But oftentimes temptation still comes.
没有参加那个全国比赛。
And not attending this national competition.
啊, 但是, 没有全省比赛。
This provincial competition.
但是老师说了，现在有一个名额，直接送你去全国比赛。
But the teacher said, then we'll bring you to the national competition right away.
要你的程度够了。Because
you're at the level.
他们选择你，你可以去全国比赛。So
they have chosen you to go to this national competition.
父母也说，全国也不去。So
the parents said, no, we won't go to the national one either.
我看那个老师都疯了，快。So
I think the teacher is going crazy.
但是他们说不去。And
they said, no, we won't go.
为什么？
And why?
因为暑假的时候，你比赛那个礼拜，我们要去参加学生联欢会。
Because the week in the summer that you're going to this competition, we are going to student spiritual convocation.
所以这个更高级的比赛，别人争的很难得拿到的名额，他们也不去。
So this very prestigious competition, she had a spot, but she did not go.
永恒的选择。
She chose this eternal choice.
当你没有选择的时候，你没有办法看出来你到底最爱谁。
And when you make this choice, you cannot see who you love most.
但是当我们被主的爱所捆绑啊，我们甘愿放弃自由，甘愿放弃世界的东西。
But when you're bounded by the love of Christ, you're willing to give up this world.
因为你知道哪一个是有价值的。
Because you know what is truly valuable.
你当了一个很厉害的音乐家。
You become a great musician.
你每个礼拜都不能守安息日，到处飞。
And every week you cannot observe the Sabbath because you are always flying.
这个价值在哪里？
Where is this value?
在世人眼中可能有价值。
So it might be valuable to people of this world.
在神的眼中没有什么价值。
But in God's eyes, this is meaningless.
所以今天我们在思考一个问题。
So today we must reflect.
今天我们对主的爱为什么会减少？
And why is it that our love for Christ has become less?
我们忘记了初心。
Because we have forgotten our initial love.
忘记当初主怎么爱我们，怎么救我们。
And we have forgotten how the Lord Jesus has loved and saved us in the beginning.
主耶稣这一次要再次提醒我们。
But today the Lord Jesus wants to remind us.
有个弟兄，
There was a brother.
最近看到他。
So recently I met him.
他不是从小信的，他是大概大学的时候才信。
He didn't believe right away. He didn't believe when he was young, but he believed recently.
信了十几年了。
And he believed for 10 some years.
我问他说。
And I asked him.
你信主这十几年有什么体验呢？
After believing for these 10 some years, what have you experienced?
他说，感谢主，很多考验。
And he said, thank God, many many trials.
原来体验就是考验。
And turns out that experience is a challenge.
没有考验就没有体验。
So without trials, you don't experience.
但是他跟我分享。
But he shared.
如果不是一直提醒自己当初我为什么报名洗礼。
If I don't keep reminding myself why I wanted to be baptized in the first place.
如果没有提起自己，提醒自己这个方面。
If I don't remind myself.
我可能就会软弱，就早就离开主。
I might become weak and I might have left the Lord.
我常常提醒自己。
So I often remind myself.
主耶稣太爱我。
The Lord Jesus loves me so much.
为我钉十字架。
He has died for me on the cross.
我不可以放弃。
I cannot give up.
我不可以离开主。
I cannot leave Jesus.
任何事情发生，我不可以往后走。
And no matter what happens in life, I must not backslide.
基督的爱激励我。
Because the love of Christ has compelled me.
同心默祷。
So let's bow our heads and pray in silence.